Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back to 34 After the Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And very excited about having our friend Camden Fine back on the show. Cam Fine is the president of the Independent Community Bankers of America, the ICBA, ICBA.org. And how many times in 15 and a half years, ladies and gentlemen, have you heard me say that if you're a small business owner, you must have at least one of your relationships with an independent community bank, with a locally owned, locally managed, local decision-making loan committee bank, which is an independent community bank. And Cam is the leader of the national organization that represents those guys. And he's here to talk to us about some really important stuff. Cam Fine, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Jim. I really appreciate it.
It's good to have you back. By the way, we had a great time at your convention back
well,
in March.
Thank you.
Out in Vegas. That was a great show, one of the best I've ever been to.
Well, thank you so much. We're very proud of our conventions, and you know we annually get between 3,500 and 4,000 bankers together, all community bankers serving their towns, cities, and rural areas across the nation, and it's a great gathering.
One of the things you're working on these days is trying to minimize the impact of regulation on small banks and small businesses. Talk to us about some of the things you're working on.
Well, you know, you're the small business advocate, and you believe in free enterprise and free markets, and that's at the heart of the community banking model. And the relationship between the banker in a community bank and that banker's customer. And right now, the community banks of this nation, just like your small businesses, are being crushed by regulatory burden. Just like a tsunami of regulations are falling down on these small banks. And so,
can I ask you a question, Cam?
Yes, sir.
Are these regulations that are targeting independent banks? Are these regulations that were designed for the macro banking industry, especially the big banks, and small banks are becoming collateral damage with those? Which one?
The latter. You can trace almost every burdensome regulation that our small banks are struggling with to a too-big-to-fail mega bank. Really, what it was is that the Congress and the agencies, the banking agencies, have been passing these regulations trying to deal with these mega too-big-to-fail banks, and all they're doing is falling down on the heads of the small community banks and interfering with our relationship model. Mm-hmm. And that is what is crushing these community banks. And it's not a good thing, Jim, because it's interfering between the banker and that banker's customer. And at the end of the day, the small business and the customer suffer.
That's exactly right. And see, the reason why you can believe what Cam said, and you can prove it yourself, is because, you remember when back in 09 and 10, you kept hearing politicians say, banks, we got to figure out a way to get banks to open up and loosen up and lend more money. Well, they were talking about banks. They said banks, but what they really were talking about were big banks. Because during that whole time, Cam, I was myself and I was interviewing independent community bank presidents who were saying, we don't know what these politicians are talking about. We're ready to loan small business owners money. So because the politicians weren't even differentiating between a big bank and a small bank, how are they going to create laws that differentiate between you guys?
That's exactly right. It's a one-size-fits-all situation. And just as you said, do you realize it's a statistical fact that during the entire Great Recession of 2008 through 2010, lending by small banks rose every single quarter during that time, and it fell like a rock in the mega banks. That's what the politicians were talking about, Jim.
I with my bank. I moved. You know, I I move business around. I do business with my bank. I would borrow money and pay it back. You know, I have a line of credit. My bank never said that there was an issue there, and I didn't talk. I never talked to an independent bank that said there was. So, folks, this is the problem we have. This is what Cam works on every day. The things that he and his organization do is trying to help the policymakers understand that a big bank is not the same as a little bank, and that a little bank is not a little big bank. Right, Cam?
That's exactly right. And we cannot have a one-size-fits-all world, because the mega banks and the small banks are two different business models.
And this, and you know that small businesses understand this, because we deal with the same thing ourselves in our own industry.
Exactly.
Hold on to that thought. Cam Fine is our guest, folks. He's with the Independent Community Bankers of America, ICBA.org. When we come back, we're going to talk about Too Big to Fail. Stay with us.
I'm lonely, but no one can tell.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.